now we're talking with Dan Jerome, the commissioner of the Northeast Ohio Conference, and a lot of things have been going on in that area of the state. And Dan, why don't you just fill us in on what's going on with the Northeast Ohio Conference right now?
Well, it looks as if the 18 schools may end up being four schools for the start of the 2015-16 school year. We know for sure that five of the schools, and I think I'm going to get them all right here, Twinsburg, North Royalton, Hudson, Stowe, and Cuyahoga Falls have all agreed to leave the NOC for the Suburban League. It looks like Mayfield and Brush are going east. I think it's the Western Reserve.
Yes.
And then Elyria and Mentor and Shaker and Solon, Strongsville, Medina, Brunswick are all going to reform the old Greater Cleveland Conference. So that pretty much takes up 14 of our schools. We have the three Parma schools and Garfield Heights left looking right now in the process of trying to find two, three, or four more schools to continue on with the NOC.
Now, let me ask you a real quick question, Dan. Were you aware of all these situations going on at the time, or were you guys kind of caught off guard, or has it been kind of an amicable thing at this time?
Well, first, this is the most important piece of this. Everybody's got to do what they think is best for their school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that goes without saying. That doesn't necessarily mean other schools will be happy about it, but we all understand that we need to do what's in the best interest of our school. And sometimes that best interest is football. Sometimes that best interest is travel. Sometimes it's rivalries. Sometimes it's gate receipts. But it's always a combination of those things. So I would be very honest with you and tell you that when we started this league, when we were in the negotiations way back in like 03 and 04, when the discussions first came up, one of the main reasons for going into this large 18-school league was football, because people in the Pioneer Conference and people in the Western Reserve Conference, there was always that top dog, Solon in the Western Reserve, and at that time it was, I believe, Brunswick in the Pioneer, and no one else had a chance to win the football championship, and it hurt their computer points and all that stuff that the football coaches are and schools are very concerned with getting into the playoffs. So they thought if we did it this way, if we can put all these schools together, divided them up evenly with a competitive balance theory, that more people would have a chance to win a championship.
Do you think? Go ahead, Dave.
Well, and then have a better chance of getting into the playoffs. So that's how this league that we're in right now was formed. But I'll tell you that from day one, and this isn't my opinion. I mean, they'll attest to this. Stowe and Falls and Hudson probably didn't really want to come along, but they didn't have anywhere else to go. So sometimes that's what schools do. They do what they have to for, a short period of time until they find that right fit. I think they all found that right fit in the Suburban. So we knew that those schools weren't happy coming in the first place, but they kind of didn't have a choice. A lot of the schools that came in were ecstatic about it and the whole setup. They travel, because if you're not on one of the edges, you don't care so much about travel. But somebody, no matter what league you're in, somebody's going to be on an edge. But it's just the way it is. And our edge, we had five counties. So, I mean, I understand the travel issue. So those first schools that left, I don't think anybody was surprised at all. Personally, I was surprised with North Royalton until he explained the fact that he was really, and Bo Kuntz, great guy, AD at North Royalton, has a connection with the Suburban guys because he was in that conference before and always wanted to be connected with Brecksville in a conference because they are so close and have such a good rivalry. So that finally made sense why they went along.
But nope.
That's how it started. But then once the dominoes fell, and I think we all know that the first domino was green once they made their decision.
Yeah.
Then everything started to fall up, after that.
Do you think, Dan, that when you look at mega conferences now, that sometimes when you have more schools, sometimes you have more issues and more conflicts to kind of try to fix, and sometimes that causes a split like this?
Well, you know, I would say best conference possible is if you could come up with a 12-team conference and have two divisions.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of have an upper and a lower division, however you want to do it. Obviously, you know, we thought that the competitive balance was absolutely the best thing for kids. There were so many more schools winning a championship that never would have won one in their old conference. This was really a good thing for kids. And so people liked that idea, but then they started not liking the travel. That's the problem. So I think the best conference has, if you can come up with 12 schools that are within a half an hour of each other, that'd be perfect.
So right now, what's the next step for you as commissioner with four schools left? Will you be meeting with them and try to target some schools? And have you had any interest already, somebody maybe giving you a call and say, hey, we might want to talk to you the rest of your schools?
Well, I will say that the Parma, Valley Forge, Normandy, and Garfield are in the process and have held some meetings, in discussion at least. You know, nobody's making any overtures or anything yet. We're just trying to see who might be interested. And, you know, the schools out there that are loose kind of from west to east, if I can be that way, I think Elyria Catholic has an interest. They don't pay me because their conference is breaking up. They and River have an interest. We have thought Holy Name and Padua might have been interested, but I'm not so sure that they're willing to make that jump. And Maple Heights and Bedford seem to have an interest. So there are enough schools out there. It's just, can everybody agree to everybody? You know, because there's all kinds of reasons. And that's one of the things that, you know, as I read all this stuff on the Internet and in the paper, people are saying, well, why don't you do this or why don't you do that? And there's some schools that don't have enough, they don't have all the sports. So you don't want to bring them into a conference and have to hustle to find more independent games because somebody in your league doesn't even have, pick a sport, you know, whatever it is, cross-country, golf, soccer, and then swimming. So you want to find schools that have everything. There are some places that are, quite frankly, people don't want to go to because of they're a little concerned about security.
Mm-hmm.
There's places people don't want to go because they're too good, you know, in certain sports. And it's really hard to find the perfect league. One of our principals, Tony Lower from Mayfield, wrote a really nice email to all of the principals in the NOC, talking about the search or the hunt for the perfect league and how nobody's ever found it. So, I don't know what exactly is going to come out of this. I guess my hope would be that we could at least come up with a 6, 7, or 8-team league, and it would continue to be the Northeast Ohio Conference, and we go on from there. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's up in the air. This just happened to be an amazingly active period this year for conference switches, things changing. And as I said before, you know, the reasons, every school has their own reason. Personally, I wish they would all say this is why, instead of just, you know, we decided to move along. But most people have said their reasons had to do with travel more than anything else. And I guess, you know, I mean, I certainly see that. I live 100 miles away from where I go to Cleveland for meetings with the NOC. You know, the travel is what it is. But I can certainly see that point. And as I said, some of the schools were right up front about that a while ago. They said, oh, we don't, you know, we really aren't happy with this, but what can we do? And that's one of the things that the NOC, we built in a flexibility for scheduling so that if you had a game on Tuesday night, pick a sport, volleyball, basketball, on Tuesday night, and you were going from Stowe to Elyria, and that's a long haul. So why not, and we give them that opportunity, just change that game. Change it to a Saturday, change it to a Friday. You know, make an adjustment that makes more sense. But some people were able to do that. Some people just, quite frankly, because of their facilities, couldn't do that. So, you know, that's kind of where we are right now. As I said, this is an amazingly active time in Northeast Ohio, and probably all around the state, but I focus on Northeast Ohio. And I would expect probably in 2 to 4 years it will be revisiting the same issues, because people will have found that the football thing didn't work out for them the way they had hoped. And that does seem to be the biggest driving force over all the other ones.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks so much, Dan, for taking time to talk with us today. Good luck, and we'll keep in contact. Is that okay?
Sure.
We've been talking with Dan Jerome, the commissioner of the Northeast Ohio Conference, here on the Senior Reports.